You're listening to the K-Wave Radio Network. I'm Richard McIntosh, and we're doing special programming today and probably tomorrow on the network, celebrating the life of Pastor Chuck Smith. Pastor Chuck went home to be with the Lord this morning, and we're just reflecting on the great life that he had. On the phone, I believe we have Pastor David Rosales. Pastor David?
How you doing, Richard?
I'm doing really well. Having worked with Pastor Chuck for the last 6.5 years, it was just such a blessing.
Mm. Yeah, he's a blessing to everybody who knew him.
You know, I was one of those few people that had daily access to him, and he was the real deal.
You know, Pastor Chuck to me was a great inspiration. I first encountered his ministry when I was 20 years old. It's hard to believe it's been 43 years. And, as a 20-year-old hippie, I went to Calvary Chapel. And, he came out and he spoke on one of the evening services. And that was my first opportunity to encounter him. And obviously, over time, I grew to know of his ministry better, and I began to eventually begin to know him. And so I never realized what a great honor and privilege that really was. You know, he's been tremendous in my personal life, and I'm going to miss him terribly.
You pastor Calvary Chapel in Chino Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of things did you learn from Pastor Chuck along the way?
You know, Pastor Chuck has been a tremendous inspiration to me in so many different things. One, he was very open to the movement of the Holy Spirit. You know, he is very famous for telling his deacons that if a new carpet is going to keep these barefoot hippies from ever coming into the church and will in some way caused him not to be able to hear the gospel, he said, "I'm in favor of tearing out the carpet." So his openness to the movement of the Spirit is his love for a generation of people that I came out of, his love for God's Word. And, Pastor has been a tremendous example to me over these years of remaining steadfast. One of the illustrations that I can remember him teaching was how that some ministries are like the 4th of July fireworks. He said they have a lot of lights and a lot of noise and a lot of smoke. He said, but his preference would be to be more like the moon. He said, because after the fireworks, smoke and lights have all disappeared, the moon continues to brightly reflect the sun's light. And so he taught me to remain faithful to God's Word, to remain flexible, to be open to the power of the Holy Spirit, to love people, to be a servant. There are just so many things Pastor Chuck has taught me over the years. I can't even categorize them. You know, I can remember being at a pastor's conference, and it was a number of years ago now, but we were praying that the Holy Spirit would just fill the pastors, and I remember walking up and sitting next to him there on the pew in the chapel there on Marietta, and I remember saying, you know, Pastor, I was baptized with the Holy Spirit many years ago, but I've never really asked you to lay hands on me, and I would like you to do that. And I still, with great joy, remember my pastor reaching over, putting his arm around my shoulder, and praying that the Lord would bless and to use me. And to me, that's a tremendous, tremendous memory. One day I was talking to him, and I said, you know, Pastor, the Lord has been very gracious to me. He gave to me my biological father, my earthly father, whom I love with all of my heart. I said, but he has also given to me a spiritual father that I love with a great, great intensity. And I said, and that father is you. So he's been a father to many, and he was a spiritual father to me. In the 17, I believe we've done 17 men's conferences here in Chino Valley, Pastor Chuck has been to every one. I can still remember him coming out when our church was fairly new, and we were standing in front of Ontario High School, and the place had been packed, and, you know, they wanted to hear Pastor, and he was standing in the front, and I can still remember as I was standing next to him, this is probably 25 plus years ago now, but I remember him shaking his head, and under his breath I could hear him say, "Who would have thought Ontario? Who would have thought Ontario?" So he was a tremendous inspiration to me in every way, and will remain so the rest of my life. I mean, he's been part of my ministry life for as long as I've been ministering.
How do you explain to people that even though we're sorrowing at a time like this, we have joy? How do you explain that?
You know, it's because we haven't lost him. Again, one of the lessons that he taught us was how he had said once, he said, you don't lose that which you know where it is. And we haven't lost Pastor Chuck. We know exactly where he is. He's with the Lord, beholding his face. And he's the one who's really inspired all of us to want to finish well, to conclude our race. And he's been that example to me. So we didn't lose Pastor Chuck. His voice, though he is dead, yet still speaks. And the imprint of his ministry is upon, you know, almost 2,000 different pastors in one form or another. The Calvary Chapel movement now has 1,500 to 2,000 churches worldwide. There are so many of us who in many ways owe our very philosophy of ministry to Pastor Chuck. And so I think you can love somebody and you can miss them, you know, but we don't grieve as those who have no hope. We know where the Lord has taken him. We know that my pastor is beholding the face of Jesus, whom he has taught us to love. You know, Pastor Chuck had his real belief, I knew it. I am not surprised how it all ended, we'll say. You know, I knew that he, to the very last, would be speaking for the Lord. You know, on Sunday, my wife Marie and I went to church in Costa Mesa. I had been gone for 9 days. We were doing ministry in New York, and I had received word that Pastor was not doing well and probably was going to go home soon. And I told Marie that I really felt compelled by the Spirit to go and hear my pastor one last time, to hear his voice live. And so we went on Sunday to hear Pastor Chuck speak one last time, because I knew that his time was short, and we were expecting that perhaps he might be able to make it another week or two or maybe three, but we knew that he was going to go home. And he was teaching out of the book of Romans chapter 4, as you know, this last week, and is sharing how that God's promises, you know, that Abraham did not stagger at the promises of God, and that Abraham believed and he had hope. And even as Pastor was sharing, I couldn't help but apply that lesson of Abraham to my own pastor, Chuck, who was going to finish well. And he knew that the Lord was going to do a work. It says in Romans 4:19, not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead. And that stood out, because I knew that Pastor Chuck's body was pretty much ready to be shed in order that he might have his glorified body. I knew that he was about to behold the face of the Lord. And so, you know, when we got there and we were sitting in the third row, and he came, stood up there in the platform, and I saw him in his weakened condition, and I saw that the tube for oxygen, and he looked down in our direction and smiled, you know, and we had told him we were going to be there. Now, for me, that was just, that'll be something I'm so pleased and blessed that I had a chance just to see my pastor one last time, you know, face to face here, because the next time I see him, it'll be in glory.
Pastor David Rosales, thank you so much for coming on the air with us.
Of course, Richard.
Thank you for sharing, and we appreciate the ministry you have there in Chino.
Thank you so much, Richard. I appreciate that, too.
All right.
Thank you.
You're listening to the K-Wave Radio Network, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Today, the staff of K-Wave join you in mourning the loss of Chuck Smith. Chuck Smith and Calvary Chapel have played an important role in the evangelical movement. K-Wave is part of his vision, his gift to you. God used him in great ways, and his memory will be with us forever. Thank you for continuing to pray for his family and for those that are mourning his loss today. Chuck Smith, is home.